shot without Lamar on Sunday. What's kind of your thoughts on how the offense performed against the Texans?
I would say poorly. I feel like we still got a lot of work to do, a lot of growing to do. So I think that's what we focus on right now. I think that's the only way to look at it. I just feel like we got to trust each other, trust the plan, and don't trust what we got in. And at the end of the day, we just got to do our job. It sounds simple, but that's what it all boils down to. Everybody involved. I mean, we got all the players that we need. We got all the, you know, I'm saying, the weapons. So we just got to put it all together.
Rashad, is it tough not to press during times like this when a lot of things are going wrong and you're kind of struggling and you know you need to put up points?
Press
is try too hard and kind of get out of your game a little bit.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we're trying to do a good job of, you know, staying composed, but you know, we understand where we're at, and we understand the task that, you know what I'm saying, we got to do, the hole that we got to get out of. So I mean, we're all grown, you know what I'm saying, so we'll go play football and, you know, hopefully get out of this hole.
What happened to Mark on that last interception, the one where you were running on that round?
Oh, I looked up for the ball, it wasn't there. I looked down, I thought he threw it away, and you know what I'm saying, it was too late by time. Trying to catch up to the ball, so I apologize for what it looked like to the fans, but it wasn't a give up on the ball. If anything, I wanted a little more, so you know what I'm saying, to help this team win games and to whatnot. So you know what I'm saying, I just got to keep running. I'm saying, keep running.
But I feel like an encapsulation of the kind of the day. You're like, everything's going wrong, and then that, is that just feel that way at the time?
Yeah, that kind of just summed up the game, summed up, you know, how we felt. You know what I'm saying, that play wasn't going to change anything, but I could have went, you know what I'm saying, a little harder and made it, you know what I'm saying, better than what it looked like. So, yeah, just a shitty day all around for us, so we're just trying to be better all around.
You haven't been a part of games like that since you've been here. Was that just, like, shocking? What's going on here?
Yeah, all of this is kind of shocking to me personally, even to the organization, not just myself. The fans got every right to feel how they feel. They expect excellence, and, you know what I'm saying, it's our job to deliver that, and you know what I'm saying, we're not upholding the standard right now, so we deserve all the criticism. You know what I'm saying, we take it, we'll handle it, but you know, we just got to fix it.
Rashad, to that, how big is this game, you know, to try to win this, going before the Bible?
They all are important, but this is definitely important, man. We need to win to get in this win column so we can try to get some momentum, you know what I'm saying, to carry out through the year. No matter what it looks like, it's still a week-to-week, you know what I'm saying, league, and we can always find a way to get back in this thing. And if anybody can do it, I really believe that, you know what I'm saying, this team can do it.
Rashad, what's kind of the message in the locker room after the players traded for it, first round pick and Adafe? You know, how does the locker room take that news?
Honestly, it's hard to deal with. Like, we focus on the next game, and it hurts, you know what I'm saying, to see your brother go. For me, I was drafted with Dolph, so you know what I'm saying. So to see him go away is weird, you know what I'm saying, but hopefully it's for the best, you know what I'm saying, both parties involved. So, nah, man, we got to come back in today like we did, practice, work, and keep going.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.